In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love Thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love Thee. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Welcome to Alive. This is Claire here with a bit of a croaky throat. Mm-hmm. And I have got my lovely friend again, Hayley Walton, from Maryland, USA, in the studio. Welcome, Hayley.
How's it going? Thank you.
Pretty good. Hey, you're getting good. Very nice. It's lovely to have Hayley in the studio because it's the first time that I've had company since Gary sadly passed away. So I've been doing it solo since then. Mm-hmm. So it's lovely, Hayley, having someone just, you know, nice banter. And Gary mm-hmm. and I used to goof around and have lots of fun. Great to have you around. Mm. Now, we're going to talk to Hayley a little bit later, but I'd just like to spend the next, 10 minutes just saying a little bit more about Francisco, St. Francisco, I should say, of Fatima. Jacinta, his sister, the younger one, certainly received all of the limelight, but Francisco was a great saint. As we said last week, he was quiet, very thoughtful. He was a real contemplative type of saint. Once he saw in the light that when Our Lady opened her hands in the glory of God, when he saw Our Lord and Our Lady told the children that people must stop offending Our Lord because he is very deeply offended because of all the sins, Francisco made it his mission to console his Our Lord at every possible, you know, everything that he could do, every sacrifice, because Our Lady also asked the children on that first visit on the 13th of May 1917, were they prepared to accept all of the sufferings that God was going to send them? And of course, they said yes, because the nature of these gorgeous little children, well brought up from large families. Lucia was the youngest in her family, and Francisco and Jacinta were the youngest two in their family. So much loved, not spoilt, very mature, very responsible. You know, they had to, Jacinta became a shepherdess at age 7. I mean, you know, think about our own children and grandchildren at age 7, going off all day, spending it out in the pasture looking after the sheep, and then just coming home at night. I mean, okay, you wouldn't do it nowadays because it wouldn't be safe, but it's an incredible thing to do, really, from what they did. So a little bit more about Francisco. One day he was out, as I said last week, he often went off and just prayed. He would prostrate himself on the ground like the angel had taught them. And he would almost go into a trance. He didn't hear anything. He was just consumed in prayer. And this one particular day, the children went looking for him, and then they heard him screaming. And they went round the corner, and he said to them that he had he was trembling because he saw one of the beasts from hell right there in front of him breathing out flames. Now, this is not a boy who would lie, and you can bet that if he saw this beast, that beast was there. So that shows you how close he was to Our Lord, because the devil will always try to torment people, and the closer you are to God, the more the devil wants to get you in his snares. So in 1918, Francisco and Jacinta, like the entire Mato family, came down with influenza. In fact, T. Mato was the only one in the family who didn't catch it, and so he then had to nurse the entire family. So Olympia and 9 children, they all came down very, very, with a, you know, very severe case, particularly the 2 youngest children. Now, Francisco actually spent 6 months on his deathbed before he died, and he spent that time in continual prayer. He was very, very sad that he couldn't get out of bed and go and visit the hidden Jesus in the church, because that was his favourite occupation. When they went off every morning to school, he didn't go to school. He just stopped off at the church, spent all day with Jesus, and the girls picked him up on the way home. And his parents knew that, and they were happy because they understood that he firmly believed that he was going to be going to heaven soon, and so they were happy for him to do this. Now, the sort of boy he was, I told you about the incident last week when he managed to get a bird who was being tormented by one of his little mates from school. And another time he was given a very special handkerchief with a lovely image of Our Lady on it, and he took it to the group of children and he passed it round. Suddenly it disappeared and no one could find it, and so as it turned out, it turned up in the pocket of one of the boys, and he said, "No, this is mine. This is, you know, it's not Francisco, this is my handkerchief, I've always had it." And Francisco said, "Oh, you can have it, what do I care?" So, you know, this was his prize possession, but then he says, "Well, what do I care? If you want it, you have it." And so that was the trait that really used to annoy Lucia, because he just wasn't competitive. He was just a very gentle old soul. As I said, he didn't see the need to go to school. He was in love with the idea of going to heaven, and he just wanted to keep our Lord company. He was always serious, but he was a very kind boy. 2 days before he died, he made his first confession, and the day before he died, he received our Lord, and that was just, you know, the greatest thing that he could have ever done. So when he died, it was, you know, a very sad day in the house, of course. Jacinta was beside herself, losing this treasured little brother. She really looked up to him. He was quite the man, really. Even though he was younger than Lucia, he would often look out for her. And in many ways, Lucia said, he appeared older and wiser than she was. Once, when she came home from school with a group of girls and stopped in at the two sick children, Francisco growled at her and told her that she had to stop hanging out with those children because those girls were not good and they will get you into trouble. And so she said, "But I walk home with them." And he said, "Well, walk home later. Do not walk home with them." So, you know, here's this little boy. Okay, Lucia listened to him. And so he had quite an authority about him. So just a gorgeous young man. And yes, he's in heaven and he's a saint. So wonderful story. I just love these two children. So, Hayley, yay. So how are you enjoying...
It's pretty good. It's cold right now, but it's good.
It is very, very cold. Luckily, it's very, very warm in the studio. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's really toasty.
It is toasty. That's a nice word. So when did you arrive in New Zealand?
I arrived at the end of November. Mm-hmm. So I spent Christmas here in Christchurch. And so first I was on the South Island. Christchurch... was nice. It's, you know, being rebuilt, but I met a lot of really nice Catholic people there. There's a nice community. I think I've been so fortunate to have met some of the best Catholics in this country.
I think you're very lucky, and yeah. I know the people you have met, Hayley, and I can guarantee you have met some of the most amazing Catholics that New Zealand has. Yeah. I mean, really, seriously. I know the group that you were with in Christchurch, and they're just absolutely incredible people. In fact, I would seriously consider moving to Christchurch if I didn't have family in Auckland, because the community down there is incredible.
Yeah.
So what brought you to New Zealand, Hayley?
Well, originally, it was years ago. It's just kind of been on my bucket list. So I didn't come here specifically to, study my faith or anything. I ended up doing that, but I just wanted to travel and see a different part of the world. I had a great grandfather who used to come here twice a year So that was kind of in my mind, and, you know, just been recommended by other people. So I finally was in a position where I thought, I don't have any attachments, you know, so I just decided to take a leap of faith and do something crazy. And because I didn't know anyone here at all, no family, no friends.
That is a leap of faith, Hayley. That is amazing.
Yeah, oh, it's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah, I'm really happy that I came, but it's been such a journey. But yeah, I've grown a lot in my, I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but it's been amazing. Yeah.
So Hayley, you actually spent a little bit of time at CDC, so
right.
the
mm-hmm.
Catholic Discipleship College.
I did.
So how did that go?
Yeah, it was good. It wasn't for me particularly, just because I think I'm just in a different stage of my life. But Father Dominic, who does the teaching there a lot of the times, he's traveling a lot to India and things like that. But his classes are amazing. I loved going to those. I don't really know what else to say about it. I was there for a couple of months. I think just at this point in my life, it wasn't something that I could do full on, because it's a year long program. I'm so glad that I went though, because I met some really great people. Actually, my first day there, I met you.
Yeah,
I remember
you
were sitting at the table with Robert.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I saw this lovely girl and I went up to her and, hi, what's your name? And so that was way back in February, was it?
Yeah.
It was lovely, actually, because I don't know, they had decided they were cooking me lunch or something, so that was quite fun.
Mm, yeah, and then Robert brought champagne.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
I do.
And salmon.
Yeah, and I know. It was a real treat. I'm not quite sure what the occasion was, but it was very nice. So, and then I met Hayley, and so we've been good friends ever since, so it's absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Hayley, I'm going to interject here a little bit, talking about Father Dominique, amazing French priest. So this is a bit of an advertisement for the woman out there. Father Dom is giving a one-day retreat on Sunday. So that's this coming Sunday, the 16th, at the Catholic Discipleship College in the St. Joseph Centre in Takapuna. So that's the old orphanage building, in the grounds of the Takapuna St. Joseph's Primary School. I'll say that again. Father Dominique, incredible French priest, is giving a retreat for women, all ages. I don't think this is, I'm not quite sure what the theme is, but it will be fantastic. So if there are any women out there thinking that they might like a day out and a bit of, you know, really enjoying their Catholic faith and wanting to meet some like-minded Catholic woman, come along. I can't tell you the time because I don't have it in front of me, but I'm sure you can find it on the website, CDC Catholic Discipleship College, St. Joseph's Takapuna. Check out the website and you'll find the hours. So I think we're probably going along, Hayley, aren't we?
Yeah.
So it'll be absolutely fantastic. So Hayley, tell me, you were baptized a Catholic?
I was, yep.
And did you go to Catholic schools?
I did, not entirely. I went till about age 12, I think.
Okay, and so what was the difference between Catholic and non-Catholic schools in the States? Is there a big difference?
Yes, there is a big difference. There was when I was growing up. Well, I mean, all I can speak on is my perception as a child, really. I remember thinking that public schools were kind of bad and, you know, I wanted when I had to integrate into the public schools, I was kind of worried about it. But I think the Catholic schools, you definitely, you know, you have the religion class, and obviously everyone wears a uniform and stuff. So those are the obvious differences. It's probably the same as here in New Zealand. But yeah, I don't know. I think the teaching could have been better. I think you know that, though.
You've
been talking about that
for sure.
Yes.
Well, not the teaching of other subjects, but the teaching on religion. I think sometimes, I mean, seriously, I left school and I have to admit, I didn't even know what the real presence was. I mean, can you believe it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good. Not good.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to just stop for a moment. We've just come past 3 o'clock, and of course, it's Friday. It's Divine Mercy time. So it's a time to say this beautiful prayer that Saint Faustina gained in a locution from our Lord. And it's a wonderful prayer if you are really wanting to sort of just sit in the mercy of our Lord. And it's a fantastic prayer for someone who is perhaps dying, to say this prayer as a last, you know, prayer for mercy, for divine mercy from our Lord. Okay. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he would come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you're pregnant and worried, there's an incredible organization here in Auckland, in Mount Roskill, called Family Life International. And you can give them a ring, 0800 for life. That's 0800 for life, Family Life International. So even if you just want a friendly ear to talk to, or you actually do need some physical help, for example, you know, baby clothes and even nappies and furniture, cots, pushchairs, etc., or even if you are looking for accommodation, give them a ring and I'm sure that they would love to try and help you. So Family Life International, 0800 for life. And of course, Gary was a great defender of life, and every week he would stand with a group of other men. These are older men, so over 50 to 70, and they've been doing it for decades. And they would stand opposite Green Lane Hospital, where on one floor you had poor babies being aborted, and on the floor below or above, I'm not quite sure which, you had the IVF. I just wonder why they couldn't link the parents in the lift. You know, we've got a baby here. Would you like the baby? It just seems ironic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, we do live in a culture of death, as St. Pope John Paul II said, and it really is something that we have to look into our own hearts and think, what on earth have we done as a human race that we can be doing this without even a second thought? And so we should always pray for the young woman who find themselves in this situation. They call it pro-choice, but there's no choice. For these women, they have been pressured, whether it's from their boyfriend or their families or even from society. There's no choice. So we really need to pray for these young girls and for those who have had abortions, for their healing, because it certainly could not have been an easy thing to do. Now, Hayley, let's get back to you. Okay, so I hear you like the Latin Mass.
Oh, yeah, I do.
What attracts you to the Latin Mass?
I just love, it's so peaceful, you know? There's something to be said about the quiet Mass, you know? It's not...
I agree, Hayley. I think some of our Novus Ordo Masses is just wall-to-wall noise.
Yes.
Like there's not more than 30 seconds where something isn't happening or some, you know, loud music, or which I usually call Sesame Street type of music. Ah.
Or like, Disney music or something.
They have that in the States too, do they?
I'm sure at some point. I don't know. You know, there's always something to be said about a particular parish or whatever, but I don't know. I like the silence. I wish that after communion especially, we just didn't even have music, you know?
Well, I love when I do go to a Mass and the musicians do not play as people walk up for Holy Communion.
Yeah.
I like that because, you know, if you're hearing some sort of music and, you know, oh, da-da-la-la, I mean, away with the fairies, I'm trying to concentrate. I'm meeting the King of Heaven. Mm-hmm. I'm going to receive him physically into my body. I don't want to be distracted.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
And so, you know, there's time afterwards, once you've said your prayer of thanksgiving, and then have a joyous hymn. But, you know, going up to Holy Communion is not the time. I don't mind Gregorian chant.
Right.
That, you know, beautiful ethereal music, which is not distracting, that takes you to heaven. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't mind that at all. But some of the other stuff, not so good. But you're a great fan of adoration too, I hear.
Yeah. I mean, lately I have been. You're making it sound like I'm so amazing. I'm not at all. But
you're on the path to sainthood, Hayley.
Oh man, I've been clinging to God lately, particularly especially in the last 8 months, I'd say. But it's been a journey. This past year and last year, I've had to really cling to God in a new way. I love adoration. I can't even say that I loved adoration like 6 months ago. I mean, I wanted to love it, but it's taken a lot of time, you know, a lot of prayer and things like that for me to do what I know is right, and in order to finally get peace from it and to enjoy doing it.
And particularly out at Titirangi, it's just so beautiful out there. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh,
it's peaceful. And it's really humbling to see the people come. I was saying to you, Hayley, last night that I was there about midnight or 1 o'clock one night, and this whole family arrived, an Indian family, and all the little children were in pyjamas. And they just sat down the front and the whole family stayed for an hour. It was very humbling. Okay, we're going to sign off now with that beautiful song that I love, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. But I'm strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy, he's my brother.